Right. Whenever you're ready, Esther. All right. Good morning. This is Julie Fedorchak with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're gathered for a special meeting of the commission this morning. It's 10 a.m. on May 10th, and I want to call this meeting to order. I don't have any opening comments this morning. Do either of my colleagues? I'll get into the other stuff in a second here, but do you have any opening comments?
I do not have any opening comments, except I left that motion laying on my desk, so I'll have to look at yours to get it right.
I can just read it, too. It's on?
No.
Oh, Randy. Okay. Any opening comments, Brian?
Just happy belated Mother's Day, Commissioner.
Oh, thank you.
And the rest of my colleagues.
The rest of the mothers in the room. Lots of them.
Right.
Four mothers in the room. Okay. We have one item on the agenda. And I believe this is the item that is the calling for the executive session. So I'll go through the steps here. This meeting concerns Grand Forks Bean Company, Inc., Grain Warehouse Insolvency, PSC, case number GE-15-36. This matter may be discussed in executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code Chapter 44-04, including NDCC 4404, 19.1, and 19.2. The purpose of this executive session is for attorney consultation regarding the pending civil litigation. At this time, a motion would be in order to discuss the case in executive session rather than in an open meeting. I have the motion and we'll read it. I move the commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation regarding the pending civil litigation in Grand Forks Bean Company, Inc., Grain Warehouse Insolvency, case number GE-15-36.
Second.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Is there other discussion? Since none, I'll proceed with a roll call vote. Commissioner Fedorchak?
Aye.
Commissioner Christman?
Aye.
Commissioner Kalk?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Okay. Thank you, Daryl. The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We'll now ask the members of the public to leave the room. For the record, there are no members of the public here. We anticipating adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the meeting at approximately, what time do you think?
10:30?
10:45, I would say.
We'll say 10:45. The minutes will show that the executive session began at approximately 10:08 and was attended by myself, Julie Fedorchak, Commissioner Randy Christman, Commissioner Brian Kalk, Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco, Sue Richter, Attorney Mitch Armstrong, everybody in the room? Daryl Nitschke, our executive secretary, Esther Jangula, and our another PSC attorney, Jack Shue.